Amen. I'm excited today. We won't be long, so when we get out and you say, man, we're over already. Yes, I won't be long today. I have one simple message. I have encouragement today. Anybody need some encouragement? I just have some encouragement today. I'm just going to drop some encouragement today. And today we're going to teach about from the subject unfinished business. So if you're taking notes, you'll see it on the screen. You should. Unfinished business. I am definitely talking to a certain demographic, but everybody can benefit from the bottom line today. Bottom line from the takeaway. There's going to be a takeaway today. And even though I am targeting a demographic, everybody needs encouraging today, especially during COVID. And the media is not helping with this demographic I'm talking to today. The media, I don't know if me and my wife watched TV one time this week. And it feels good. It feels good to not see that junk on TV sometimes. Amen. Because when you're on social media, you see it there, you see it on TV. It's like, my goodness, where can I go and get some good news? The house of God. I'm so glad we're here. And I'm delivering some good news today. So the media is not helping with this narrative, with this demographic I'm talking to today. And this demographic needs to know that in this season for you, the demographic I'm talking to, you need to know that don't be satisfied with where you are. Finish what you started. Everybody say that with me. Finish what we started. This could be for marriages. This could be for businesses. This could be for churches, for companies, for entrepreneurs, for college students, for the older generation. Finish what you started and don't be satisfied with where you are. Everybody say, stay focused. Let's stay focused. Amen. Everybody say, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Man, I almost had two wrecks getting here. I looked at my wife. I said, what is going on? People pulling out, people slamming on brakes, trying to distract me and get my mind off of the things of God. Amen. The promise is worth fighting for. Bottom line today, I am starting with what we should take away. All right. Everybody say, the promise is worth fighting for. All right. And then I'm also going to encourage us to focus on who's got next. For those of us, I'm in leadership position. I train young people. I teach students in this church and your business, of course, here at the House of Judah. Who's got next? Everybody say, who's got next? Who are we leaving it with? And you can fill in the blank. It could be whatever it may be. It could be your inheritance. It could be your Lamborghini. It could be your Mercedes. It could be your debt. The next generation say, I don't want that. But I do want to encourage us today to think about who are you leaving it with? And then, of course, I like the last two, milk it. Everybody say milk it. Milk life till the last drop. Look at somebody and say, live it up. I mean, live it up. Amen. I mean, live it up. Smile, enjoy. If you're having a good day, don't feel bad for having a good day. If you feel good today, I feel good today because you know there's something knocking tomorrow and the next month that's trying to distract you. So enjoy. Milk life until the last drop. I'll be 40 this year. And so it's just things are, you remember when you were 40. And then those of you're going to be 40. But what am I saying is, it's just you think differently when you have birthdays. Amen. And then the last one that I know everybody will like, keep dreaming. Everybody say, keep dreaming. Let's keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. Please keep dreaming. I beg of you, keep dreaming. Acts 2:17 says, in the last days, God says. So in other words, in the last days, God is still speaking. Don't think in the last days God is not speaking. It says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will do what? Young men will see visions. Your old men will do what? See visions in dreams. So in other words, it's like the young and the old is technically safe to say, is doing the same thing. All of us are still dreaming, even in our young age, or even in our, when we get a little bit older. I like to say mature. Joshua 13:1 is the scripture I'm going to lift today. It's what we're going to focus on, and then I'll be finished shortly. Joshua 13:1 says, we can read this together. Ready, it's on the screen, but if you want to turn to it. Joshua 13:1 says, When Joshua had grown old, very large areas of land to be taken over. Verse number 2, Joshua 13, verse number 2 says, this is the summary of the land that still remains. All right. Now, in your Bible, you won't see it listed like this. I pretty much kind of summarized it in my Fair Forest language, and I organized it a little bit different. So verse number 3 says, Joshua, you have land on the east of Egypt all the way to the territory of Ekron. Joshua, there's Canaanite land that's held by the Philistine rulers in Gaza. The Bible readers, that should strike a chord with you, because when you hear Philistine, who do you think of? You think about David and Goliath. So there's some land where there's a 5 Philistine rulers. That sounds like bad news. That sounds like the only thing standing in the way of me and what God promised me is bad news. So what are we going to do with that? All right. God said to Joshua, there's Canaanite land in the south near the Amorites and Sidonians. God is stacking this thing up. It's a lot more for Joshua. All right, verse 5, Joshua 13, verse 5. Joshua 13, verse 5 says, land in the Byblos area, all of Lebanon to the east, and all the land. Everybody say, all the land. This is exciting news. Between Baal Gad to Lebo Hamath. Verse number 6. All right, Joshua 13, verse number 6. Joshua, there's land. Everybody say, there's land. There's a promise for you, Joshua. Land in the mountain regions from Lebanon to Misphoth Maim, that is all the Sidonians. So what this is telling us, there's some unfinished business, Joshua. Unfinished business. So the backstory, Joshua's quick curricula vitae, I think is what it's called, or bio or resume. Joshua was one of the 12 spies. All right. He succeeded Moses leading Israel, God's chosen people. So after Moses died, there was Joshua. Joshua had next. You have Moses, Joshua had next. Everybody say, who's got next? So Joshua's got next, and now Joshua is fighting some battles. He had to, all my life, I had to fight. That's where that originated from, Joshua. He had to fight for the promises of God. It wasn't just handed to him. It was promised to him, but he had to fight for it. Of course, Jericho was one of the most popular battles that Joshua led and fought. All right. And then Joshua facilitated. This is just a quick summary of Joshua's life, his backstory. He facilitated the land distribution. He facilitated dividing the land that God promised to his people, to Israel. Amen. And then Joshua starts to age. In other words, he starts to have birthdays. My beautiful wife just had a birthday this month. Any other April birthdays? Raise your hand online. All right, happy birthday to you. Any birthdays in May? Any birthdays in March in the room? Happy birthday to you. I knew somebody, I wanted to say happy birthday to somebody. Happy birthday, beloved. Joshua starts to age. It is time to look. Is it time? So if I'm Joshua, I've won over 12 battles. Not fights, over 12 battles I have won. Anybody in this room felt like you've fought a lot of, not fights in your lifetime, but a lot of battles? I mean, these were not fights, these were battles. Anybody else also have the testimony that you overcame those battles? That's what I'm talking about. And so imagine overcoming 13 battles like Joshua. So is it now time to just start to tell stories and look at the plaques on the walls and the awards? If I was Joshua, I'd be like, all right, God, it's time for me to just enjoy the rest of my days. But Joshua 13:1 says, let's read this one more time. It says, when Joshua had grown old. First of all, there's a difference between getting old and growing old. So when, as we get older, we do what? We grow. I have a birthday this year, and I'm trying, I'm growing. Y'all see this? I'm kind of being transparent. So when we grow old, we grow. Y'all stretch your hands to me and say, keto. I speak keto to you, sir. All right. Y'all take it easy on me. Y'all don't have grace on me. When Joshua had grown, the Lord said to him, first of all, older generations walking with God have the ability to hear God with more than their natural ears. It's important to hear God. Everybody say, it's important for all of us to hear God in the spirit, with our spiritual ears. So it's amazing. When Joshua had grown old, the Lord said to him, it was working with God. That's why I think we can learn from a certain generation, because they, in my opinion, we should respect a certain generation. We should put some respect on it. Amen? Respect a generation. All right, y'all missed that. We should respect a certain generation because they have walked with God, and we have something to learn from this generation. Amen? And in the Hebrew, there's a word that basically for this generation that means Zal Cain. Everybody say Zal Cain. It's pronounced Zal Cain. And it's showing the effects of time and use. Those of us that have more birthdays, guys, we are showing the effects of time and use, which is code for God has been using me for a long time. Anybody else have that testimony? God has been using me. What a testimony. What a testimony it is to say God has been using me, and God has been walking with me, and he's been living with me. It's a testimony. Everybody say a testimony. I'm a testimony. Everybody say I'm a sign of grace. This is for all age groups. Everybody say they deserve respect. This generation right here deserves respect. They deserve respect. This generation should be nicknamed longevity, long suffering, three L's, love. So these are some quotes that should encourage us. C.S. Lewis says, you are never too old to set a new goal or dream a new dream. Dwight Moody says, preparation for the old age should begin. Now, this is for the teenagers here, all right? This is a great quote. Preparation for the old age should begin not later than one's teens. A life which is empty of purpose until 65 will not suddenly become filled on retirement. So in other words, we should do like Ecclesiastes 12. Remember God, your creator, in the days of your youth. But, like C.S. Lewis says, you're never too old to set a new goal or dream a new dream. As long as you got breath in your body, it can happen. Somebody should have clapped right there. As long as you have breath in your body, it can still happen. Those who love deeply never grow old. They may die of old age, but they die young. And that's a powerful quote from Benjamin Franklin. Guys, I'm almost finished. You see where I'm going here today? And hopefully you are feeling encouraged to leave here and conquer your territory and conquer your dream, whatever it may be. When Joshua had grown old, the Lord said to him, "You are now very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken." Alpheus, you already read that. Alpheus, you've read that. But the question is, what's the spirit of the scripture? What's the tone? What's the context? And what do we do with this info? Is this a rebuke? Is this a compliment, God? Now, God, are you shading me? First of all, why did the scripture say this twice? When Joshua had grown old, the Lord said to him, "You are now very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken." Is this a compliment? Is this a rebuke? Or is this encouragement? I like to stick with that one. But if the rebuke tone sounds like this, "Sir, time is running out. Why have you not redeemed your promise?" That's the tone of a rebuke. It could be the tone of a compliment. "Joshua, you are growing old. Can you believe you still have more blessings and promises waiting on you?" That's a compliment tone. The encouragement tone that many of us want to receive: "Joshua, I want you to know, just because you are growing old, you are not forgotten. And as a matter of fact, don't forget about this land over here. Joshua, I know it's like a dream. It's like a dream, but in Acts, old men will dream dreams and they will see their dreams come to pass. Joshua, don't forget there's land over here that I promise you, and the promise of God are yay and amen." Clap your hands, because I'm almost finished. We're just trying to slow it down a little bit because I'm getting through this. So out of those tones, we are choosing to believe that the God tone here is a tone of encouragement. "Joshua, yes, you're growing old. You're growing old. But guess what? I got some more for you. I got some more for you, sir. Ma'am, I got some more for you. I got some more for you. I got more for you. We serve a big God. We have not exhausted all of the resources. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word remains the same. And it will last forever and throughout all generations. I got more," Balfour, South Carolina, "I got more for you. I got more for you." All right. So there are four strategies for conquering, if you want to write this down: winning and getting it done. I should have took some Claritin this morning. I feel it, but it's all right. I feel good. Four strategies for conquering, winning, and getting it done. Four strategies, only four. Number one, everybody say, "Go get it." Mary, Mary, I think it's Mary, Mary's song. "Go get it, go get it, go get your," sing it somebody, "blessing," blessings with an S. So strategy number one, just go get it. Just go get it. It's yours anyway. Joshua 21 says, "So the Lord gave Israel all the land he had sworn to give their ancestors, and they took possession of it and settled there." Verse number 44, Joshua 21, verse 44, "The Lord gave them the rest on every side." Imagine being blessed on every side. Why? Because God promised you, you will be blessed on every side. So it's like, it's not a struggle. It's not a struggle. This blessing, guys, you've already fought the battles. It won't be a struggle. You just need to, I know it's a cliche. It seems like sometimes we kind of just throw it out here to get a response. But guys, just reach up and grab it. Everybody just reach up symbolically of what I'm trying to paint, the picture I'm trying to paint. Just reach up and grab it. That's what the Bible says here in Joshua 21. The Lord gave all their enemies into their land, into their hands. Excuse me. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Everyone was fulfilled. Everyone was fulfilled. Psalm 92:12 says, but the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong. Grow strong. We've heard that before, right? Grow strong like cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare the Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him. Strategy number two. Teach, prepare, collab, and advise the next generation. Teach, prepare, collab, advise the next generation. 1 Timothy 5 says, love the scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father. Younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters in all purity. Yes, I'm throwing these compliments out to you because I have a pure heart and I'm seeing you as a father, as a mother, as a sister. I like that the scripture says here in all purity. So we don't get it twisted. There's not another motive. I am complimenting you. I am encouraging you, and I don't want nothing in return. Amen. Sometimes we're so guarded these days. Why are you telling me I look handsome? Why are you telling me I got a nice shirt on? Why are you telling me I can sing? Why? In all purity, there are still some individuals left in this world that have a pure heart. Amen. That don't want nothing from you. Young ladies, if you're watching, there's still some great guys out here that sees you as a sister in Christ. Amen. I know it's slim pickings, but there's still good dudes out here. Amen. Single folks, there's still good guys and gals out here. There's still good people out here. Deuteronomy 31 says, remember, strategy number two is teach, prepare, collab, and advise the next generation. Deuteronomy verse 31 says, gather the people together, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates. This is what the kingdom should look like. This is what the church should look like. Men, women, little ones, outreach, strangers who are within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord, your God, and carefully observe all the words of this law, of God's law, and that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord, your God, as long as you live in the land which you cross the Jordan to possess. So now we kind of see a place for a certain generation in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ. You know things that another generation do not know. And so you guys are needed, whoever you are needed. Amen. 1 Kings 12, 6 says, there were some older men who had helped Solomon, a younger man, in making decisions when he was alive. So King Rehoboam asked these men what he should do. He said, how do you think I should answer the people? All right, I can't go through that story, but in other words, there was counsel from the older generation, from older men. Job 32 verse 7 says, I thought those who are older should speak. Media, Sometimes young people, people in your family, sometimes they are ashamed of a certain generation and say, don't come because I don't know what you're going to say. No, let them say it. Because sometimes they need, it is needed, the straight upness, amen. The shooting straight is needed, amen. We need to hear it straight from somebody that's wise. I know y'all don't hear people talking like this. I thought, Job 32, those who are older should speak. Let them speak. Don't shut them up. Yes, the coronavirus seems like it's targeting a certain generation, but that doesn't mean they are not wise, that they are weak. Amen? Let them speak. For wisdom comes with age. Young people, listen to them. Listen to your uncle. Listen to your grandma. Listen to your grandfather. It will save you. Nobody would have to put money on your books if you would have listened to the wise. Listen. The Bible is encouraging us young people today to listen to a certain generation. They have wisdom. Proverbs 20 says, the glory of the young is their strength. The gray hair of the experienced is the splendor of the old. Yes, you're young, you're strong, but they are wise. Psalm 71 verse 18 says, now that I am old and my hair is gray, beautiful gray hair, don't leave me, God. I must tell the next generation about your power and greatness. God, your goodness reaches far above the skies. You have done it. I want to stop there. Your goodness reaches far above the skies. Baby, you see that differently? Your goodness reaches far above the skies. Boy, I wish we can have a science lesson about these galaxies and the cosmos and what's beyond what you see and what's beyond that and what's beyond that. God, your goodness reaches far above the skies. You have done wonderful things. God, there is no one like you. There is no one like you. Perhaps another generation is not knowing the things of God because of us. God has been good to us. We should share it. Amen. We should share it with the next generation. Tell them God has been good to me. Like Deuteronomy says, help them put it on the doorpost. Put it on their heads. That's how Deuteronomy describes it. It says write it on the, make sure they write it on the tablets of their hearts. Whatever it takes, put it in the song. Take them out to eat. Cook them a macaroni and cheese and tell them about God's goodness. Cook them a pound cake. Cook me a pound cake and tell me your testimony. Take me to Chuck E. Cheese and then tell me your testimony. Churches, take them to Frankie's Fun Park. Take them fishing and then tell them about God's goodness. Get some PlayStations and let them play. And then in between, tell them about God's goodness. Show them how to change a flat tire. And then when they fail, say, listen, you ain't doing a good job, but guess what? I'm going to stay right here until you get it together and until you change this flat tire, until you get it right, because you need to learn how to change a flat tire, young man, and I'm not going to leave you. And that's how God is. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Even when you have a flat tire, God will be standing right there looking at you. You see what I'm saying? That's what we should be doing to the next generation. Strategy number three. So I have one more strategy, and then I told you guys we will be done today. Hope you feel encouraged, motivated. That was the bottom line today. Be open to something different. I'm talking to this generation. Be open to something different. It is hard to change sometimes. I still, at almost the age of 40, don't make up the bed. My good old wife would try to make up the bed with me in it. I'm still, she get up before I do, and then her side is made up. And then I'm like, am I right? Gonna be made up next? It is hard to change sometimes. These habits, am I right? Why are you gonna make up the bed when all you're gonna do is what? Get right back in it. Anybody else feel like that? Yes. For what? It's hard to change sometimes. I'll prove it to you. Dick and Jane had a dog named Spot. Everybody say Spot. One more time, say Spot. Everybody say Spot. Say it real loud. Through your mask, just say Spot three times. When you drive up to a green light, what do you do? When you drive up to a green light, what do you do? Why did you say stop? Why y'all guys said stop? When you drive up to a green light, what do you do? It took me less than 60 seconds to get you convicted and in a routine about something that's totally wrong. You can stop at a green light if you want to. Exodus 7 says, so Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded them. All right? They're not new to receiving instructions from God. They're used to God speaking to them a certain way. They're used to God saying it this way and going this and doing this. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron was 83 when they made their demands to Pharaoh. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Pharaoh will demand, show me a miracle. You're going to want to do it this way, but do it the way I am about to show you. When he does this, say to Aaron, take your staff and throw it down in front of Pharaoh. For what, God? I've been doing it this way. You show. You sure? You show. Throw it down in front of Pharaoh. Everybody say, trust God. You've been trusting him this long. Just go ahead and trust him. Write that check. With no money in the bank, but you better hear God. You better hear God. God, I ain't never done it this way. You better hear God, but be open to something different. Don't write that check with no money in the bank. Take your staff and throw it down in front of Pharaoh, and guess what? It will become a serpent. They will see something different coming from you. Don't have time to dig into the story, but number four, and this is what I will end with today. You guys feel okay? You feel good? Hope, a lot of scriptures here. If you want these slides, if you want these scriptures in this format, if you want this template, we will put it on the website, and I believe you can just access it pretty easy. Anybody feel like you want some of these scriptures? You want this if you like it? All right. Strategy number four, or encouragement number four, as it relates to conquering and winning in life, no matter your age. Let's read this. Ready, set, go. Renew your inside, even though your outside is aging. I'll say it again. Renew your inside, even though your outside is aging. Because you guys know we're just spirit anyway. We're spirit in flesh. All right, everybody pinch yourself. I know you feel that. Now pinch your spirit. He's like, I see what you're saying, but how do you pinch your spirit? How do you wake up your spirit? Can you touch spirit? Can you touch happiness? Can you touch a vision? Eventually you can. Can you touch depression? Can you touch discouragement? Can you touch it? But guys, renew your inside even though your outside is aging, because we are spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what the Bible says. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not. Let's read these as confessions somewhat, and then we will be done, all right? Galatians 6:9 says, ready, set, read. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. 2 Corinthians 4 says, 2 Corinthians 4. I'll read this. That is why we are not discouraged. Though outwardly we are wearing out, inwardly we are renewed day by day. Our suffering is light and temporary. And the reason why the Bible says it's temporary, because hevel is a Hebrew word. Hevel means smoke, breath, hevel. Life is temporary. Here one moment, gone the next. And it's producing for us an eternal glory that is greater than anything we can imagine. You talking about dreaming. Old men dreaming dreams. You talking about a dream of a place. Dreaming of a place where the streets are paved with what? Gold. And the young would never what? Grow old. You don't need Lysol in glory. That's where we going. Amen. We don't need hand sanitizer in glory. That's where we're headed. Amen. That's why it's like, man, I'm cool. Because I know where I'm going. I know where I am going. But until then, unfinished business for us here on earth. Clap your hands, guys. That's all for today. There's some unfinished business, and I'm gonna get it. You may stand if you like. You may rest on your feet. I used to hear guys say that, rest on your feet. You mean rest on my seat? Because when I'm standing, I ain't resting, because my feet is doing some work. But no, rest on your feet if you can. Matthew 24, 13 says, when you start having these birthdays, just make sure you don't have a birthday without Christ. All right. Look at somebody in the room and say, do you have Christ? Is Christ living on the inside of you? On Facebook, YouTube, wherever this shows up. Don't have a birthday without Christ. Don't have another birthday without Christ. Don't make it to the end of your journey without Christ. Matthew 24 says, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. So if you want to be saved, if you're watching, if you have a desire to have Christ living on the inside of you, just say this prayer with me, everybody, with your eyes closed. If you want to repeat with me, say it with me. Lord, thank you for this word. Lord, thank you for your son, Jesus, that I am about to accept in my heart. I confess with my mouth, Jesus. Come on, say it with me. I believe in my heart, God. First of all, I believe in my heart that there is a God. And God, you raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Everybody say, God, I don't understand it, but I actually believe it. And I believe in you, Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus. Wash me clean. Clean me up. Renew my mind. And I promise to serve you every single day. God, show me who to be connected with. What church, what tribe, what people to be connected with, so I don't have to walk this Christian walk alone. God, thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. You're renewed. And as we end today, we walk through these doors. There are some territories waiting on you. God already promised you. You could be 39. Flip it. You could be 93. It's still yours. It's yours. It's just yours. Just grab it. Just acquire acquisition. Just, it's already been paid for. It's not going to be a struggle. Just go. Just go. This fight could just look like this. I mean, it could be literally, I feel like this fight, even if you have to fight for it, this is pretty much the effort that I am feeling in the spirit that it will be. This is in the way of you and your blessing. This is in the way of you and your territory. Dude, man, I got another battle to fight. And that's all you're going to have to do. Did that take much effort? Because I like how grandma say, I'm just going to let the Lord do what? Fight my battles. And that's what we got to stick with, all right? So as we dismiss today, Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this timely word. We thank you for it being right on time. We thank you for encouraging us today. We thank you for reminding us. We thank you for reminding us that there are promises. There are promises. And the mere fact that I have the revelation that there is a promise proves that there is a God. And God, you are a promise keeper. We thank you, Lord, that one of your promises is health, is wealth. It is no sickness. Is my body being covered? We thank you for those promises. We thank you for long life. We thank you for longevity. We thank you for long life. We thank you for longevity. We thank you for your blessings. And God, as you continue to bless us, we promise to continue to bless you, make you happy. We love you, Lord. Keep us safe and forever in your care. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Be encouraged. Blessings.